Good day, friends. It's Wednesday, the 11th of March. Looks to be a beautiful day ahead in Perth. Something again to be thankful for. We're in the middle of reading through the Exodus story and the account of where Moses and the people of Israel begin to request to leave Egypt. And they are faced with some difficulty as a result. You and I are often faced with things ahead of us. We could have beautiful skies above, but we could be facing hardship and difficulty. So before we head into the story and into this day, I encourage you to pause, to be still, to practice the skill of waiting on the Lord or allowing your body to be quiet and rested just for a few minutes. We pick up the story in Exodus chapter 5. Moses has specifically asked for his people to leave and to go and worship Yahweh, and that has been rejected. Verse 10, chapter 5. Then the slave drivers and overseers went out and said to the people, "This is what Pharaoh says, I will not give you any straw. Go and get your own straw, whatever you can find, but your work will not be reduced." So the people scattered all over Egypt to gather stubble to use for straw. The slave drivers kept pressing them, saying, "Complete the work required of you for each day, just as when you had straw." And Pharaoh's slave drivers beat the Israelite overseers they had appointed, demanding, "Why haven't you met your quota of bricks yesterday or today as before?" Then the Israelite overseers went and appealed to Pharaoh, "Why have you treated your servants this way? Your servants are given no straw, yet we are told, make bricks. Your servants are being beaten. But the fault is with your own people." Pharaoh said, "Lazy, that is what you are, lazy. That is why you keep saying, let us go and sacrifice to the Lord. Now get to work. You will not be given any straw. You must produce your full quota of bricks." The Israelite overseers realized they were in trouble when they were told, "You do not reduce the number of bricks required of you each day." When they left Pharaoh, they found Moses and Aaron waiting to meet them, and they said, "May the Lord look on you and judge you. You have made us obnoxious to Pharaoh and his officials and have put a sword in their hand to kill us." Well, it's true that when we have a vision or direction or a desire to change in some way, there's a cost. There's always a cost for us to endure or to bring about a cultural change or a physical direction in our lives. And here we see no different. This is a dramatic change that's been, or dramatic vision that God has given Moses. And most big visions generally come at a cost. And we notice here that instead of the children of Israel meeting with Moses and Aaron and going together to prayer and to keep that unity of enthusiasm they first had when they saw the wonders that Moses had performed and the information given to them about the meeting of Yahweh in the desert, in the burning bush, there seems to be the first genuine test, and then disunity happens. This is where the, from a Christian sense, the evil one wants to work. A house divided cannot stand, as a New Testament quote, I think Jesus said. So that's a key for us all, whether in our family, or in a business setting, or in a church. When there is a decision or a will to bring about change and direction, that it's going to come at a cost, and to prepare one another for the cost is good, and even better is to realize when the tests and costs come, separation or disunity is to be avoided at all costs. So it's interesting that they didn't meet together and continue to pray and to seek God who had given them this vision. Instead, the leaders of Israel said to Moses and Aaron, "You have made us obnoxious." The term there is a stench. So it's almost like a colloquial swear word about the odor in which the children of Israel feel that they are towards Pharaoh. So you can see there's a disunity, infighting already, instead of going back to that first vision, going back to God as a group of people, staying unified for the answer. May that encourage us for whatever we're facing today. Stick at what you have been called to do and keep your unity together. Okay, a quick few verses from Proverbs chapter 6, verse 30. "Do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy his hunger when he is starving. Yet if he is caught, he must pay sevenfold, though it cost him the wealth of his house. But a man who commits adultery has no sense. Whatever he does so destroys himself. Blows and disgrace are his lot, and his shame will never be wiped away." Fascinating to think about. Yes, there are times when there's desperation, which we still need to be accountable for. But adultery is foolish and will never leave a person's character. Only the grace of God can remove that shame away. God bless, friends. I trust you keep focused on what you're called to do. Be unified and be wise in your actions. God bless. Hit pause and have a time of quiet. Talk to you Friday.